I'm turning the rest of the program over to my colleague, Marco Werman. He recently sat down with a jazz singer, and, well, let's just start with a little of her music.
I am Magos Herrera. I'm a singer, and I'm from Mexico City, and I live in New York.
How long have you been in New York?
I have been in New York for 11 years.
Nice.
Yes.
It must feel like home now.
It does, yeah, somehow.
So the album and the music with the terrific quartet Brooklyn Rider plus a percussionist is called Dreamers, and that title doesn't refer to people going to bed and the dreams they have in their head when they're asleep. Tell us what you're referring to with the title.
I mean, clearly it has different lectures. The one that we think of, obviously, is about the dreamers in the United States. But it also refers to the dreams, to what we dream of. You know, these incredible singers and writers and poets in Spain and Latin America survived oppressive regimes, and through their beautiful words, poetry, songs, they stand for humanity, democracy, all these values that we believe in. And what transcends from that is that. So I thought it was a very good narrative to address these days, you know, to really step into what we believe and to keep dreaming.
Meu coração não se cansa de ter esperança de dia.
So on the recording, Dreamers, you've got two compositions by Caetano Veloso from Brazil that you cover, and one by the Chilean songwriter and singer Violeta Parra. What do their stories as artists tell us about dreamers and dreaming?
Well, as you mentioned, Caetano Veloso, Violeta Parra, Gilberto Gil, they were all... For instance, let's talk about Caetano. He lived under a dictatorship, and he was exiled.
In the early 1970s from Brazil. Yeah.
That's right, just like Gilberto Gil. That regardless how these incredible minds were affected by their regimes in one way or another, we believe, we dream. We recorded a beautiful tune by Caetano, by the way. It's called De Manhã, In the Morning.
De manhã, de madrugada. De manhã, não sei mais de nada de manhã por ver meu amor. É de manhã, vou ver minha amada de manhã, flor da madrugada.
Tell me why you selected De Manhã for this album, and what about it spoke to you?
So all of the songs, including De Manhã, they're beautiful songs, like powerful songs that could be surrounded by simplicity or love songs or just nature. But they're just incredible poems. And De Manhã, it's like the first song, Caetano Veloso's first song ever recorded. So it's like his first song, De Manhã,
wow,
in the morning.
I had no idea.
So it's like very, you know, like the first thing that this brilliant mind gave us. And I just love the simplicity of it. It's just so beautiful. Is this person going to see the loved one in the early morning? And, you know, it's just very refreshing and luminous. And I think the idea of having this album was to pick luminous songs that remind us that... because I think that's one of the things that under the spirit of our time... Sometimes it's hard to remember that humanity is also capable of reflecting beauty and luminosity. So to me, it was very important not to go into the political. We have enough of that, you know, out there. It's just to, in the contrary, bring and show the beauty and the dignity of Iberoamerica and the luminous side of it in words, in poetry, and in just ordinary stories about being human.
What did it feel like composing these songs and producing this particular album in these times?
It's been a long process. When I decided to do this album, it was important for me to be grounded truly where I come from, but also to start a journey with such an incredible quartet like Brooklyn Rider. It's been a fortunate learning process to me. First of all, to understand my voice within this format, you know, with strings, which acoustically it's very different from what I've been working on before. So to find my voice and to navigate in this sound that demands technically different things for me, and also the space within the instruments and the voice demands a different kind of phrasing, but also just to see the devotion of Brooklyn Rider towards music. To me, I think that this has been the most beautiful experience about working with them, because they besides their incredible people, their devotion and the way they honor music, it's been really amazing. And they have embraced the project, not only with their artistry, but the narrative. And to me, that was the most important thing in this collaboration, that they truly understand the source and the spirit of Dreamers.
Magos Herrera, the new album is called Dreamers. She performs it with the quartet Brooklyn Rider. Thanks very much for visiting us here at The World.
Thank you so much for having me.
Magos Herrera there, speaking with The World's Marco Werman. This brings our Thanksgiving Day program to a close. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Enjoy the rest of your holiday.